Walt Disney World memory number 170, Muppet Vision 3D.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to Memory 170 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So as I write this, I'm actually on time with this memory for the first time this summer. I know, shocking, right? Now, if only I could keep this pace up again. It's going to be hard, though. Susie starts school in a couple weeks, and we go on vacation to Florida. But, you know, I'm going to try and keep the schedule like I'm doing here today. So let's go ahead and jump right back into our day in Florida, shall we? So, as I said last time, it's a hot sunny day in June of 2012. You know, those kinds of days that make you sweat the moment you leave the air conditioning. In Memory 169, we made our way through the park, up and down some of the side streets, and eventually ending up at the newly updated Star Tours. After a wait in line that I haven't experienced for this ride in a very long time, we got to enjoy the brand new version, which was amazing. Now that we're sufficiently mixed up, let's go find something else to do. At this point in the day, I'm starting to think about food and where I want to eat. As a solo visitor, sometimes the best plan is just to walk up to the restaurant and see if they can squeeze you in, or if they've got reservation spots that have been canceled already. One of my favorite places to dine solo is the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater restaurant. As I walk in, it's pretty obvious I may not be getting into this restaurant. But what's the harm in asking, right? They inform me it's about a 20-minute wait, but no reservation spots are available right now. So instead, I opt to return later instead of waiting that 20 minutes right now, and that may have been a mistake. And I decide to instead head to the classic Muppet Vision 3D around the corner. We'll arrive at the pre-show area just after the video begins, so we'll get to enjoy almost the entire presentation. Then we're ushered in with the massive wave of people right into the main theater and take a seat, and the show begins. This attraction, yeah, it's dated, I know, but it's still so much fun. Just listen to the children around me laughing and interacting with the characters on screen and in the theater. It is just truly magical, and I hope this attraction never leaves. You know, maybe it gets an update someday or something. As always, you can find out how to contact or follow me, find out more about the show and see photos and videos, and of course support the show at our www-memories.net website. Thank you to all of those of you who are leaving reviews on sites like iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. This helps increase the visibility and provides people with the idea of how great the podcast really is. Today's memory isn't binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we share some laughs with some of our favorite childhood characters.
What's the chances of getting a person of one into, let's see, a party of one getting into the restaurant tonight?
Party of one? Yeah. Right now?
If it's possible, if you have the space now, but. Do you have any reservation spots left for one or not?
I can look for you, but
I was just curious.
Yeah, you can look for two at the
right now,
yeah?
Right now, I'm unable to take any walk-ins. Other walk-ins, south tables, I don't need to wait at the moment. It's on a first come, first serve basis. If folks should be checking in with us, we should have some. It looks like the next segment will be for another 45 minutes or so.
What's the deal with the 45 minutes?
25 minute wait.
I just thought I heard her say something about 25 minutes.
No, she was trying to figure out for our party of one.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay, man. It'd be different if it was a party of one.
Have anything
for okay.
But you can come later.
Okay.
I'll try that.
I'll try again later.
Yeah.
Okay.
At 6 is fine.
At 6?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try again in about half hour or so.
What about a
Here.
I don't want to see them.
guys. Check. Haven't I been here before? Good. Wow, is that weird or what? Hey, Tom. Yeah, over there.
Before the show is going to begin. Thank you.
Oh, great. A whole new act in a 3D movie. Just wait here, I'll get up. Okay, get ready, girls. Mr. I'd like to present the 3Ds.
A pot of flowers balanced on my head. It out your pocket.
Oh!
Gentlemen, boys, and girls, I am Sam Eagle, and these are some important safety instructions for you.
Sam,
not now, Gunther.
Sam, this is urgent. Come here.
What is what? What?
Yes!
Really? Here?
Right over there.
Well, of course, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unexpected surprise. I have the great honor of introducing the one, the only, Mr. Mickey Mouse. Distinctly unpatriotic. Second, do not attempt to walk while wearing your 3D glasses. You may trip, and frankly, you will look... What are you doing?
I'm just showing how you can trip if you walk with your glasses on.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
Will you get out of here?
Yes.
What now?
We're almost ready, Sam.
Oh, fine. Okay, thank you, Steve. Now, the performers will all go in the theater first, and then you, the audience, will be admitted. All right, performers, let us enter in an orderly fashion and provide an example. Will somebody please take over?
Welcome to Muppet Vision 3D presented by Kodak. Please take the time now to ensure that you and everyone in your party have a pair of special 3D glasses, but do not put them on until you are seated inside. The doors to it will be opening shortly, so please stay behind that line until they do. Once inside, please choose a row. Feel free to sit anywhere you would like, but please do go more than halfway across, making room for those coming in behind you. After the show, please put your 3D glasses in the purple bins outside. Thank you, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Gone too hot! Sorry, boss. Hi, ho, Gravity Frog here, and welcome to Muppet Vision 3D. Now, let me show you around our research center. See, here in this modern high-tech facility... Here in this modern high-tech facility, we have perfected Muppet Vision 3D, a new film process which we're about to demonstrate to you. Now, working the projector is an old friend of ours, the Swedish Chef. Hey, Chef, everything okay? Exactly. And our demonstration includes a little song from Miss Piggy. Little? Did I say little? I meant to say it's a huge, show-stopping, major song from Miss Piggy.
That's more like it.
Good. And we've also got a big musical finale from Sam Eagle. Sam, what's it about?
It's called A Salute to All Nations, but mostly America.
Great. So it's going to be a swell demonstration, and at no time will we be stooping to any cheap 3D tricks.
Did you say cheap 3D tricks? And here's something I wanted to spring on you.
Secret laboratory. You see, we invited distinguished scientists from all over the world to come and work here. Unfortunately, none of them showed up. So instead, I'd like to introduce you to the guys who invented Muppet Vision, and they can show you some of their... right now, I'd like to turn you over to Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and his assistant, Beaker.
Well, thank you, Mr. Kermit. Today, let's look at the advancements we've been working on for Muppet Vision. Beaker! Would you turn on the machine? We at Muppet Labs have been able to grab hold of the future. The wheels of progress turn swiftly here as we strike upon ways to bring science safely to you. This user-friendly machine will now generate the first living 3D effect just by flicking a simple switch.
I'm Waldo, the spirit of 3D!
Thank you.
Very good.
Ooh, you outfit. What's this? Don't you just hate it when your nose runs?
Oh, you know, all these other people think I'm talking to them, but I'm really just talking to you.
Well, I think I'll be just loud enough of Waldo, Beaker. You may deactivate.
What? What are you?
Oh, dear. He won't deactivate. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing to worry about, but please keep your heads down. Beaker, activate the inflatomatic.
The what?
Hurry!
Now I can start my own football team!
I'll have to try the vacuum muppet! Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, they're all thinking please, Dr. Armrest Family!
Banana green pie! Hey, Kermit, why
Ozzy, that's terrible.
You're right. Needs more sugar.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the first musical portion of our demonstration, we have Miss Piggy in a wonderful 3D number.
That's you, Penguins.
Vision 3D!
What are you doing? Get back into place,
for me.
We catch them all, we're
show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.